USA Radio News.
New questions are being asked about what American scientists and federal health officials knew about the origins of the coronavirus. The questions also point to whether conflicting evidence was suppressed and hidden from the public. On Tuesday night's episode of Special Report with Brett Baier, Fox News dove into the early days of the coronavirus pandemic and explored documents obtained showing that Dr. Anthony Fauci received early warnings that the virus may have originated in a Wuhan, China lab. Among other things, the report shows Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases had been indirectly funding the Wuhan lab. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Twitter she'll seek re-election.
We don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support.
Pelosi turns 82 in March. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA. Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The people of Ukraine are preparing for a worst-case scenario.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm and making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 booster push in the U.S. appears to be losing steam. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The city of Houston, Texas, is outraged over crime and the setting of low bonds.
Crime Stoppers of Houston claims more than 150 Harris County residents have been killed by suspects released on bond since 2018. Houston Councilman Michael Kobosch blames the judges who are giving affordable bonds to these offenders on Fox News.
The judges aren't taking in consideration the violent criminal history of these offenders, and they're releasing them back into the community on either an extremely low bond or a taxpayer-funded free bond without any supervision. They go right back into the community.
Harris County settling a lawsuit back in 2019 that accused the county of discriminating against poor defendants. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Coast Guard is continuing its search Tuesday night for 39 people missing for several days after a boat believed to be used for human smuggling capsized off Florida's coast en route from the Bahamas. The Maritime Security Agency tweeted that a Good Samaritan called the Coast Guard early Tuesday after rescuing a man clinging to the boat 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. The man said he was part of a group of people who left an island in the Bahamas on Saturday night. He said the boat capsized in severe weather. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.